We back.
Yeah.
We back. Yeah, we back. Yeah, man.
We did. Yo. I forgot to close out my emails. Now bear with me.
What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? Ry forgot to close out his email. But, you know.
Welcome to the Rich Dream Show anyway.
He left off it. Back again.
You know.
First week of football, you know what I'm saying?
Full effect. It's a beautiful team. A beautiful team.
Right.
One 2 out of 4 of my fantasy league. So, you know, we feeling real good right now. We feeling real good. Thank y'all for tuning in with the Rich Dream Show. I am your co-host, Smoke Dog, here with my boy, my co-host, G. Got another great show for y'all today. Make sure you're tuning in. Of course, want to give a shout out to our sponsor, the Now Legacy Network. Make sure you're tuning in to the Facebook page, live stream every Friday at 7 p.m. You can catch the Rich Dream Show. And if you're tuning in any other day of the week, you can catch the Sports Anonymous Show, Q Talk, all different types of shows there on the Now Legacy Network. So tap in. As you'll see, we are sporting some new attire.
These the new things.
You know, you want to shout out to the Rich Dreams Apparel. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at richdreams_apparel. On TikTok, Rich Dreams Apparel, all one word. And make sure you tapping in with the Rich Dreams Universe on Facebook. Hit up Etsy.com/richdreams. That's where you tap in, get all the new merch for your Etsy website. And if you'll be paying attention to the show, during the show, it's got QR codes popping up every which way. You can scan in, get you some live merch like you see featured in this episode. G Fades. A part of how you became G Fades was...
Hold up.
Hold on.
Let's get to the show.
Dang. Okay.
Tuned in to the Rich Dream Show.
What's up? We back, we back, we back.
Yeah.
Saints. Go Saints, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all can see that, but, you know, go Saints. You know, I'll turn around for you. You know what I'm saying?
America.
Rep for the squad now.
World. Whoever the hell be listening. I'm going to tell y'all into something that's a secret. Or it might not be a secret. We having to redo this show. We having to redo this episode. Because of some technical difficulties. And we just did the intro, which I thought we were starting the show because we already had an intro.
Did we?
I thought we did. I thought the intro was the only part that came through.
There you go.
So I'm just going to say welcome to the Rich Dream Show. I'm Smoke Dog.
We bike.
And this is another week, man. We appreciate your opportunity. Hopefully you're watching this via the live stream, Now Legacy Network, Friday at 7 p.m. And make sure you're tapping in with us, richdreams_apparel on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And via all the other socials, you can catch us via the Rich Dreams Universe on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So, G, as I was about to go ahead and start it off, but as I say...
Where are you? I seen that.
A part of how you became G Fades is a lot of what we're talking about on today's RLS topic.
Okay.
Of knowing your value, knowing your worth.
Okay.
When is it that you knew and was like, you know what? I'm not going to be able to fulfill what I feel like I need to fulfill for my life and my goals working for another person. I need to be on my entrepreneurial grind. What made it really click for you?
It wasn't really a wasn't really a moment or a time where I was like, I'm fed up with this regular job, regular 9-to-5 thing. Mm-hmm. It's time for something different. Like, I want to be on. No, I really wasn't that. You know, it just so happened something that I had a hobby for, or something that I liked to do, end up loving to do, was, you know, being a barber, cutting hair. Then, you know, once I get through school, being a barber. So it's like, if I'd have had to go to college for this and I had to be employed by somebody to do this, then that's what it would have been. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Because it's a passion of mine at the end of the day. And that's where, you know, back to the meaning of Rich Dreams.
Right.
Is to do something. You know, what's behind that is to do something that you're passionate about. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. Everybody's not an entrepreneur. You know, we need people that are, you know, I guess you could say regular workers or, you know, 9-to-5 guys. We need that. Yeah. So,
I mean, it's a lot of different avenues of work, period. I mean, in between just somebody who works a job and an entrepreneur, I mean, you got independent contractors, you got outside resource people that come in. I mean, it's a whole
plethora. Technically, independent contractors are entrepreneurs, because that's what I am. I'm an independent contractor as a barber.
Okay.
Technically, you know. But you know, like I say, you know, you need both. And everybody don't have that mentality to be an entrepreneur at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But like I say again, this is just something that I happen to have a passion for, and I went for it. But as far as just knowing my value, you know, within the barber game, you know, it's always being a black barber. Or being, say you're a Mexican barber, you're a Caucasian barber, you're going to cut mostly your race, right? Normally, you're going to cut most people from your same ethnicity, race, or whatever. And with us, you know, with us black folk, you know, I love my black people, man, you know. Ride and die with y'all, man. But some of y'all ain't right, man. Some of y'all ain't right. But, you know, like I said, you're going to have your people that's going to come in, that's going to want to, man, can you, I got this, or can you stay later, or can you come in early for me? Knowing you way behind time, hey, can you still get me, bro? Come on. It's like, bro, like, first of all, why would you ask me to stay late without even offering me extra pay?
Ooh, yeah.
Second of all, I go by appointment. So, you know, if you're too late, then I can't get you. Especially, like, say, if it's on the weekend, I can't get you.
Right.
Like, just take your ill. Like, I had a situation the other day with a lady, and I think her and her son, well, she's been bringing her son maybe not a year, but she's been bringing her son at least about 6 months. And she's normally on time. I'll give her that. She's normally on time. But this time, she was, I think she said she kind of had car problems. She was like, can I reschedule? It's like, sure. She tried to reschedule. She couldn't. I was like, well, it's too late for you to reschedule. You just had to make a new appointment. So she did that. And then she was like, you know, of course, this is my time that you booked that you didn't. You told me you wasn't going to be able to make it 5 minutes before your appointed time to be here.
Okay.
Your appointment was 5:30. You told me this at 5:25,
which is not enough time for you to fill that slot normally.
I need at least an hour. I need right. at least an hour before your appointment.
Right.
And then if you do that, you won't even be charged anything. I do no showing. Okay.
So,
and no,
so you actually give a grace.
I give a grace period, and you know. She, you know, I hit her with the no-show fee, which I'm thinking it's on my homepage that I enforce no-show and cancellation fees. I say, on my homepage, bro, I say, please read. Literally, I say, please read before booking.
It's in all caps too, I believe.
All caps, I say, please read.
Yeah.
So there's no confusion.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hit her with the no-show fee. Then she immediately hits me back. And she's like, oh, how does the no-show fee work? Now, you've been coming to me for 6 months.
Hmm.
You hit me, how does the no-show fee work? Well, you know, it takes half, but it gives you half back. And she's like, so I got to pay full price the next day? I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's wrong. We've been coming to you for X amount of time, and I'm never late. And my thing is, honestly, I would have looked out for the lady. She a single mom. She normally is on time.
Right.
She cool. I like her son. She's cool. All the time cool. Like, all you had to do was ask me in this particular situation.
Yeah.
But don't expect me for you to miss, you know, for you to basically, I wasted, you have me wasted time here.
Right.
And you just expect me to just like, be like, well, I'm waving. You better ask me in this situation. Yeah. You better ask me to. But most situations, I'm expecting you to know and understand, like, bro, see, let me give you an example. If you came to me, and you came up to my suite. Say you're not my boy. I'm just your barber.
Mm-hmm.
You came up there, and you say, you like, damn, where you at? And I hit you. Oh, I'm not gonna be there, bro.
Right.
But can I keep? But like, this is me talking to you. I'm not gonna be there, bro. But can I keep your money? Because I'm normally there on time, and I'm normally there when you come.
Normally give you a good cut.
Yeah, normally give you a good cut. Like, what sense does that make? Come on, bro. Like, people don't be thinking about
and
that.
Can you leave the tip you normally leave too?
Can I keep the tip too? People don't think about stuff like that, bro. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? It gets draining sometimes. You have those incidents every once in a while. But again, you have to stick to knowing your value. You have to stick to the policies you have in place as an entrepreneur, like especially in my field, you know, but they'll try you.
In this instance, it's more about knowing your knowing the value of your time more than anything.
Yeah, for sure.
So that just kind of segues into knowing your value is more than just monetary. It can be within relationships.
Time, energy, yeah.
All that factors in. So just make sure that you're respecting yourself on those different levels on a day-to-day basis, and not just thinking in terms of money, but think of it in terms of, you know, partnership when you're working on something, if you're working with somebody on a project or anything like that, you know, or somebody that's doing something for you on your house, anything like that.
Yeah.
Make sure that you understand and you know that person is respecting you and, you know, giving you basically what you feel like you would want to get. Basically, the golden rule: treat others like you want to be treated.
Like you want to be treated. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in any instance, you know, I know that you still in the workforce right now as far as you know, a 9-to-5 type thing, employment, but have you ever, because I know back when we was in Shreveport, you know, you started working for Enterprise, not back in Shreveport, back in Natchitoches, you started working for Enterprise and then they promoted you to like the store manager or whatever, right? The general manager of the store.
Assistant manager, yeah.
Okay. So in a situation like that, Did you go into it like, okay, if y'all gonna put all y'all asking me to do this, right?
Right.
Did you go in with a negotiation mindset, or you was pretty much kind of like taking whatever they offered at that point?
So, and this is another part of what we're talking about. I knew what I was doing was putting in the work of somebody that's considered the branch manager. Right. So I did go into it at least asking those questions. A lot of people think when you're doing negotiations, like you have to be so firm and you have to set a precedent of, hey, this is what I want. But really, all you have to do is ask questions, and then you kind of lead them into what you're trying to get into. So basically, I ask them, you know, about responsibilities. Am I expected to do A, B, and C? Okay, so I know normally the pay for an assistant is this. With those job requirements are, you know, 1, 2, and 3, and not A, B, and C. So am I going to be compensated for doing, you know, this, even though I don't have the title, and going from there? And then if there is a, you know, a connotation of, well, we can't give you this, well, what can you give me? You know, just having those responses of not just saying, okay,
yeah,
that's fine, just because, you know, you feel like you need to accept whatever is being handed in front of you. So to answer your question and being forefront, no, I didn't go into it just accepting. I did have a negotiation mindset because I knew I was kind of being fast-tracked into a position. So I wanted to make sure I had, you know, some security and not just being, you know, kind of at the whim of being pulled in that direction.
Right.
You know, I wasn't already, although I felt like I was ready and equipped, it's something I wasn't necessarily, I knew I was going to be doing, and, you know, it came a little quicker than expected. So,
yeah. And see, that's the thing, man. A lot of times, bro, we don't really know to go in there and negotiate.
Right.
You know, just like, man, listen, man, with the clothing brand,
right,
it could be somebody that I've dealt with. Like, I have a couple of, you know, we have maybe two manufacturers that I still deal with to this day that we've been dealing with since last year. Every time I make a new order, I have to negotiate every time.
Every single time.
It hasn't been one time where they gave me a price and I have not negotiated it.
Right.
But going into it, so that's different. Like I say, that's from an entrepreneur's aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Going into it to a regular job, a lot of us don't know.
Yeah.
Just people in general that you can go in there and, especially if you have the resume to back up what you want and pay.
Right.
You can go in there just like you knew that you was already doing that job. So before they even come with you to, you know, with asking you, hey, can you take over this spot permanently? You already been doing it. So, you know, if you're going to be having me doing this and that, then it's the pay that I'm looking for. Whatever. Okay, then we go forward with negotiations from there. But a lot of people, let's just say it's somebody just getting on to a job, a resume, have history, have experience in this particular job, but they trying to offer them something that person feels like, dang, man, that's what y'all stuff. Like, I think sometimes that actually, like, make people turn away from jobs.
Yeah.
Lord, they ain't trying to pay enough. When you really can just negotiate.
Yeah.
And that's just see. It won't hurt to ask, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Never be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah.
You don't have to be abrasive. You don't have to be, you know, combative.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask questions. I feel like a lot of times being curious will get you more than just being, you know, tentative. Yeah. And that's a part of knowing your value as well, is knowing what you bring to the table from your side, knowing your credentials, knowing about your position, whatever that may be.
Yep.
Being knowledgeable about, hey, what are people around me doing? What are the people around me making in this same field or doing this same type of work for other companies? If you're doing it for a company, or like you're saying, if you're a contractor, what are the people in my field that are, like, in my same perspective lane, or what are they making and things like that?
Well, for me, this is just me personally. I don't think a lot of people move like this, mm-hmm. you know, just specifically talking in the barber game and in my line of work.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about what other people making.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put a price on what I think I deserve, whether that's 100, whether that's 50, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether you want to pay it or not, that's fine.
Right.
It's just like you have you have Air Force Ones and you have Louboutins. Different price range.
What are those?
Market, but it's a market, but it's a market for each of those.
Yeah.
People that said the Louboutin store, they not worried if the nigga that or the person that that's buying Air Force Ones come in there and be like, ooh, these too high. Like, get your ass out. Get out of here.
Yeah.
This is above your pay grade. This is out of your price range of what you're willing to pay. So that's kind of my mindset about it, man. You know, and it's barbers, you know, it's a lot of barbers that charge $100 and all this. I don't charge that much, but you know, I don't look at them and be like, oh, you charge $100. I need to charge $100 right now. Mm-hmm. No, it's inspiring to see that, you know, there's barbers out here getting paid $100 per cut.
Right.
Not just on house calls or, you know, special occasions. I mean, I've gotten $100 for a cut a lot of times, but it don't make me, I still stay in my lane.
Yeah.
And I move at my own pace. So that's just how I look at it. But in the regular 9-to-5 lane, I think you should definitely be looking at, oh, okay, well, they paying this much for this position. Man. Because, you know.
I think it works for both, though. Because let's say you somebody like a plumber that's starting your own plumbing service. You want to know kind of what the market is so you can, A, be competitive.
Yeah.
And then B.
It's a little different, though. It's a little different. But I get what you're saying with the plumber stuff because, yeah. Come on, man. You know everybody need a haircut. It don't matter. Like, haircuts. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You have a different type of niche type of business.
Yeah, yeah. It looks a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. No doubt.
But again, just being knowledgeable about your profession in all aspects. The more you know, period, it can't hurt you. It can only help you.
No. Ask questions for sure.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Any other touch points, man, on that? I mean, for sure, somebody who knew their value and their worth, Coach Prime. Dang, I did the same thing I did on the first tape.
Slip up, man. Look. Let's get into the Black Business shout out, guys.
Work that in, right, man. Work that in.
Let's get into the Black Business shout out, man. We got today we have the first barbershop that I landed a spot in upon moving out here in the DFW area. House of Faze Barbershop. It's off of East Borden and South Collins. Man, owner Colton, what's my boy last name? Colton Codwell, man. We call him Colt, man. Shout out to him for giving me an opportunity, man. Just a little backstory on how I even got that. I was out here 2019 December celebrating my birthday. It was my birthday weekend. I came out. And, you know, I said, well, I know I want to move out here February. So let me go ahead and take a look at some apartments, maybe a couple of barbershops, all of that. And
could have picked a better time.
Oh, Jesus, man. And in my, you know, it's crazy. In my mind, I'm like, this is the perfect time to come out.
Right, right.
Man, that's what they say, man. Tell God your plan so you can tickle him. Nah, but it all still worked out. But so I had this barbershop that I was supposed to come and cut at. I really had it, you know, I already had it set up before leaving Louisiana.
Okay.
The shop owner that I had out in Louisiana, he hit up this guy that he knew out here. I won't say any names. But yeah, like, you know, he missed out on a great barber for sure. I'll say that.
Yeah.
But now, so, he had already hit dude up and told him that, I was coming out here top of the year, the next year, which was 2020. And, I think I hit him up before I came out here that weekend. I told him, you know, hey, I want to come by, stop by, see the shop.
Right.
And I stopped over there, but it was the wrong address. So I'm assuming that's where the shop used to be. But I was like, well, it's a barbershop here. Let me go on in and, you know, see what it's looking like in here. You know, so I go in. It was one dude up in there. Shout out to my boy D Love, man, and rest in peace also. He was in there by himself, and I was like, man, what the walk-in is looking like, what the traffic looking like. He was like, man, it's here, man. We just don't have barbers in here. I was like, okay, so these boys out here, they lazy. They, I come out here and do my thing.
Right.
So I asked him for the owner's number. I got the owner's contact, and we talked. And he was like, man, you come out here, bro, just let me know. I was like, I'm going to probably be looking for a shop. He's like, just let me know when you're out here. So get out there, hit up dude that I was supposed to go to his shop. He never hit back. And I hit up Colton right after that. And he was just like, come through when you coming through. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I built my clientele right out of House of Faves, man. You know, like I say, dude didn't even know me. He just gave me an opportunity, man. I'm forever grateful for that, though, for sure.
Man. Hey, man, what that whole say that line, he said, when you practice with good skills, luck will happen. I mean,
yeah.
Just that preparation and like
you said, I don't too much believe in luck, man. I think when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're giving – and you know you're giving the right amount of effort, I think the universe will just like work in your favor, or right. You know, you'll get what you want to accomplish. Now, if you want to say that's the definition of luck, okay. I just rather not use the word because shit, you're working towards it. Luck is me just stumbling up on $1 million, man.
No, I think that's kind of like the entendre that the hoe was kind of speaking on. Like,
okay.
It's like if you put the work in with the skills, like, yeah, they're gonna say good luck will happen, but that's really just good work and having talent. Like
exactly.
So
exactly.
But damn, what the fuck was I gonna say? Oh, well, yeah, just being like you said, being proactive, going in the shop, being curious, even about something that wasn't necessarily where you were going, but it was your field and it was something different. So all those played a part, man, into your successes. So good on you for making them moves.
Oh yeah.
And shout out to you said Mr. Caldwell.
Yeah, Coach, man. Boy, my boy Coach, man.
Glad you shout out.
Yeah, my boy Coach, man.
That's what's up. All right. Now Minimum sports.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Basically, was touching back on our last topic of Deion, Coach Prime, knowing his value and his worth, and saying, "Hey, I know I'm starting at a HBCU. I've shown y'all what I can do there. But hey, I know I can go to a Power Five, where they say the big boy schools are.
Right. Okay, so.
Splash, and hey, make a splash. He is done, man. He is." What were they like? Semifinalists, TCU?
No, they went to the championship.
Championship? Oh yeah, they got blew out.
They got blew out. Yeah. But they went to the chip though.
But yeah, man, went in there, took somebody that went to the national championship last year, and dog walked them.
Well, okay, they ain't dog walked them. It was a close game, but that offense dog walked them though for sure. The offense definitely dog walked them.
Now they only won by like one score, but it's just the fashion in which, you know, they were playing and being able to be on that type of level.
Mm-hmm.
I think speaks volumes, man.
No, definitely.
For sure.
I think, and again, like, you know, you have most of your people from the Mississippi Jackson area that was bashing them about leaving the school. Well, I thought you was about black people, and I thought you was about the empowerment of HBCUs and this and that. And
you know, you're not coaching directly at the HBCU, huh?
Huh?
I say you can't be for black people if you're not coaching at the black school, huh?
Let them tell it. You know, I got a client of mine, man. And he my boy too. Real cool, solid dude, man. We actually need to get him on the show. He crazy as hell though. So me and him, we talk about it every once in a while. Like, he was there this weekend, this past Saturday, when they were playing. And every time they were scoring, you know, I'm messy, so I was messing with him. I'm like, yeah, give me some, boy, give me some. He would never give me no doubt. He was just like, man, I ain't faulting the man for going to take that money. I can't knock that. Yeah, that's a nice hat, boy. And he was like, yeah, I ain't fault them for that, man. But, man, don't come around saying, you for the people in Jackson and you want to, you know, basically light on HBCUs and you want to do all this and that. God led you here. And I'm like, bro, did he not do all of that in his tenure there?
Right.
Did he not do all of that in his tenure there? I say, man, he told the president of the school, hey, I only plan on being here 3 years max. Mm. He gave most of his salary back to the school, along with getting them endorsements. New Jersey. Notoriety.
Yeah.
Notoriety. Got him the number one recruit in 2020.
Not to mention, made them winners.
Made them win. And that's what they're mad about. Because Think about this. If Deion go out there, go to Jackson, he say everything he say. Mm-hmm. Everything happened the exact same way. He leave in 3 years, go to another school, a Power Five school. But let's just say, or just another school that may not be an HBCU.
Right.
But let's just say they're not winning while Deion's there. You think they're going to care? You think they're going to be this mad? They mad because he done took the winning. That's what it really is. Yeah. You want to say, oh, he threw God in there and he'll sell out. No, you mad because he left and the winning's going to be gone.
Yeah.
That's what you're mad at. Like, I get it. They'll never admit it, but yeah, it's clear that's what it is. Nobody gets mad when a loser leaves, bro. Nobody gets mad when a loser leaves. Nobody.
And that's usually because they get kicked out.
Bro, it wouldn't have been nowhere near this uproar if he had not won while he was there and then won in the fashion that he did.
Yeah.
Nobody would be saying anything about that, man. So shout out to Deion and Shador and, you know, all of the players that he took with him. Right. That actually went to Jackson for him. Why? How are you going to say, man, he took it? They came there for him. They didn't come there because Jackson stayed.
Yeah.
I tell my partner, I tell the same dude I'm talking about, I tell him all the time. I say, bro, and we'll argue about this. We'll argue about this, and he won't give it up. I say, bro, nobody really knew about Jackson State outside of people from Mississippi and the HBCUs that they went and played. Now, maybe in the South, in the SWAC, people knew about them. Nah. Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
I say, man, listen, you ask somebody that don't live in Louisiana and don't live in Mississippi, ask them who they're more familiar with, Grambling or Jackson State.
Ooh.
They going to say Grambling. And I'm telling him this. I'm like, bro. He's like, well, man, that's because y'all this and that. And the rappers was wearing Grambling gear. It don't matter why. I'm just telling you, nobody really knew about Jackson State.
He's a fix.
I didn't know about him until Deion came there.
Same here.
And you know what's funny? Like, I'll have a client that's like not from or from Texas, and I say, hey, do you know Jackson State or you know Grambling? You more familiar with which one?
Yeah.
I'm about to say Grambling. That's what they all say. I'm like, bro, like, I get it. You're from Mississippi, and you know, but, you know,
yeah,
it's facts.
Nah, man. But shout out to them. Starting off hot fire, beating TCU, then beating up on Nebraska.
Nah, they really beat up Nebraska.
Yeah.
Nah, that's who they beat up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they whooped their ass. Yeah.
It's looking promising, man. We'll see how far they go.
Colorado State this weekend. Okay. So, I think they got the late game. They got the late game though. 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so it's always something that can interesting that can happen in them interstate games. You know,
especially in college football, bro. Mm-hmm. Especially in college. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see if they can continue the streak.
Yeah.
Man, over at the FIBA tournaments, Team USA went ahead and laid a little bit of an egg, man.
A little bit. Yeah. Two eggs in a row.
Yeah, lost to Germany.
Man.
For the qualifier. To get to what were they fighting for? The silver medal?
The bronze.
Yeah. So got knocked out of that. And then
got whooped by Canada.
Yeah, so no, they was fighting for the silver and got knocked
out. I thought they was playing for the bronze.
Yeah.
Okay.
Them in Canada was playing for the bronze.
Oh, then that's when they got whooped by Canada. Okay. Yeah, gotcha.
It's crazy, but I mean we had a lot of young guys out there, guys that ain't really, you know, some would say all the way established in the league.
Right.
You know, Anthony Edwards was just out there on sheer talent trying to wield the team.
Yeah.
With his scoring prowess. But we got guys like Austin Reeves who, you know, he's a good player, but
he had a good second half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last year.
Who else have we had out there?
Brandon Ingram. We had what's his name from the Knicks? The little lefty, light skinned guy.
I know his name.
I forgot his name too.
And then from the Memphis Grizzlies had
Jaren Jackson.
Jaren Jackson.
Had Jaren Jackson. They had Bobby Portis. Brunson, yeah. They had Bobby Portis. Mm-hmm. They had what's the white guy to Utah? I think they had Kessler.
Oh, okay.
Kessler. They had what's the point guard out of Indiana?
Oh, wait.
Halliburton.
Oh, TJ Halliburton, yeah.
Halliburton, yeah, they had him. So they had a little bit. They had a bit of a squad. Yeah,
some notable names and some guys that we know play hard. It's just, you know, when you see like Dan Schroeder going back to Germany and Valanciunas going to, I think it's Lithuania.
Of course,
the superstar for Dallas, Luka going back to his hometown. It's like the other countries, they getting the best of the best to play on their squad. And even though this is just the qualifiers, this ain't the actual Olympics, didn't seem like we was taking it as serious as we should have.
We never do take FIBA that serious, man, to be honest. Yeah. We don't normally take FIBA that serious. We take the Olympics serious.
Right.
The Olympics, yeah. So when the Olympics come around, they'll get to whooping everybody again.
Yeah, we'll
no need to worry.
I'm sure we'll shake up the squad a little bit. A lot of it.
And then we'll be world champions.
Ooh. Because Noah Lyles don't even understand why there is world champions in basketball.
Silly, bro. And it hurts him, by the way. It hurts him.
I'm just saying.
I tell you, these kids these days, boy, I tell you. Man, that what you do with your moment, bro.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, he might have had a leg to stand on if it wasn't just proven time and again that we have the best players in the world.
But even if what he's saying is true, why are you talking about this right after you won the 100-meter race, bro? Why are you talking about that? That's a whole nother thing.
People ain't gonna trade in their basketball jerseys for tracksuits.
That's a whole nother sport, bro. What are we talking about? If I was a reporter, I'd be like, huh? I'd be like, huh? What are you talking about?
Yeah, man.
Talking about it hurts you. Okay.
It's different, bro. It's a different level of first entertainment. It's a different level. It's apples and oranges, bro. Why are we even here?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah, man, definitely got to do better in the actual Olympics. So with the NFL, man.
I can't brag too tough on this game, you know. But we got the dub though.
We got the dub, man.
Mm-hmm. Can't complain.
Derek Carr didn't look bad out there.
Threw for 300 and a TD. Yeah.
So we take that all day. Defense held team to under 21 points. That's all we can ask for all the time. Especially in these days where offenses are just going crazy. Saints look good. Who else looked really good?
Rams.
Okay.
Rams did. Who else? Of course, the Niners.
Yeah.
The Cowboys defense looks spectacular.
That's like we go blow past them like that, man.
Bro, I went to this bar out here, and you know, I went with a few of my clients. One of them happened to be a Cowboy fan.
Of course.
Yeah.
Not few and far between out there.
And I'm just like, bro, like, and we all saying the same thing. We're like, bro, y'all defense looks spectacular. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks good.
I don't think Dak had a touchdown. I don't even think he threw. Did he throw for 100?
I don't know. But from what I seen from the offense, bro, it wasn't. And I watched probably 3.5 quarters.
Right.
It wasn't nothing really that the offense was doing, bro. Like, and honestly, and this is all in all seriousness.
Really?
Like, all jokes aside, like, that defense, like, they scored twice.
Yeah.
They had y'all in. You know, a couple times, I think they had them in the red zone. Like they had a turnover in the red zone. They turned the other team over in the red. Like, bro, like, how much else did y'all, what did y'all really have to do? And I get it. The defense dominated that game. But what I'm saying is the offense hadn't really showed you anything yet for you to just be like,
yeah.
All right, now you got the Jets coming in. You
more got of a balanced game, yeah.
You got the Jets coming in today. They're going to be one of the best defenses in the league this year. You got them coming in. So let's see if you drop a 40 burger on them. Now, if you drop a 40 burger on them, you're legit.
I get that to you. Speaking of the Jets, man. Wow. Wow.
Man, you're going to shut the show down, man. I don't even know if we should even talk about that. I don't even know. We should talk about the Jets right now, man. It's bad.
It's tough, bro. After everything. Now, here's what we really got to consider. If y'all don't know, Aaron Rodgers got injured within the first four plays on offense.
Three or four, one of them, yeah.
And it is now been confirmed that it's a torn or ruptured Achilles. Either way, his Achilles is gone.
Yeah,
he's out of there, and he probably gonna be out of there. I mean,
yeah,
I wouldn't foresee him trying to come back this late.
Has he been on the line about? Playing anyway. So it's kind of like, yeah, with this, he ain't gonna.
Only
way I see he come back is if he's on some stuff like trying to prove a point. Like, nah, I'm not gonna let this take me out, huh?
I'm just playing. I said HGH. You said he on some.
Oh, do what?
I'm just saying, like, he be on some drugs. Come back.
Oh yeah, he do. Yeah, he do.
Yeah, but
he be on some other stuff. But I'm just saying, like, if he's on some stuff, like, yeah, I'm not gonna let this take me out. Like, I'm gonna go out on my terms, not, you know, but
being stubborn, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But the backup did good. What was his name? Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Zach did well. And we seen, I mean, I watched Hard Knocks. I don't know if you watched Hard Knocks over summer.
I might have to check it out.
They have a pretty solid team all the way around. And Michael Soler, the coach, was already saying, like, they was a quarterback away. So, if Zach got to learn enough from Aaron Rodgers in that short time, they might be okay still.
They talking like they want to try to, you know, reach out. They say they've been throwing Jameis' name around.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nah, they can't have Jameis, bro. That's us right there. We need that.
We'll see.
I don't like that.
Depend on what they're trying to give us back.
True.
You know, I pick the phone up.
Hey, because they got some.
What you said? Dialogue. We can talk.
That's it, man. Conversation rule the nation.
We can find out.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, what we thought was going to happen. Of course, Ravens won over the Texans.
Right.
Browns got him a nice dub. Shout out to Deshaun Watson, man, coming out.
Yeah.
And, you know, he still got some controversy hanging over his head, but coming out and just playing good football, even in the midst of highest player in history, Joe Burrow. Had him a tough little outing, but, you know, he coming back from injury.
He'll be all right.
A little bit more expected. Yeah, he had to get his rhythm back.
Yeah. He started kind of slow last year.
Yeah. Had some close games. Raiders, Broncos. Raiders won by 1 point. The Commanders got him a win.
Yep.
How you like them apples? God,
that
is still the worst name ever.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Got him a dub over the Cardinals.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
What's his name? The quarterback for the Cardinals, he's not in right now, right? Kyler
Murray? Nah, I think he's hurt, if I'm not mistaken. Did he play?
I think he's still hurt. Okay.
Oh, so, man. I think this alludes to it's gonna be a very interesting NFL season like it was last year. I'm loving that it's still so, you know. Such a high level of competitiveness, especially in the AFC. They so damn stacked. It's just going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, no doubt. AFC is hard. Like,
yeah,
you know, and that's why I'm looking at it like, man, you know, NFC ain't really, you know, it's who is it? The Cowboys, Eagles, Niners.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at it like, you know, we got an easy division this year. At least it seems so. We don't have such a tough schedule this year like we did last year. You know, things is looking good, man. Things is looking good. So
one game in, we won by 1 point.
We're going to take it one game at a time. 1 week at a time, one game at a time. Yeah. Yep.
I feel much better once we get Kamara back. That's how I'm
for sure.
Like we can make it through these first three.
If we can go 2-1, so we got the Panthers next with this week, Sunday.
Yeah.
We could go 2-1, we all right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, but yeah, I'm fine with that. I just don't want to go like I didn't want to go 0-3, or I didn't want to go 1-1. I don't want to go 1-2. Mm-hmm. Like we need to win one more of these next two at least.
Yeah. Super Bowl champ started off with an L against Detroit. That's a because they was missing a Hall of Fame tight end though.
Of course.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll be back next week, and I'm sure they'll get back on the right foot. If he doesn't come back, if Travis Kelce doesn't come back, you think Kansas City go in and get him a dub anyway? Think Patrick Mahomes gotta be like, hey man, I don't think I just ain't out here.
Man, who they play?
That's what I was just looking at. Oh, they might. Don't tell me they on a bye week that quick.
Nah.
Nobody. Oh, Jags. Jags. Ooh,
no. You need Kelce.
And then what's Trevor Lawrence, man. He ain't been one to just slack off of lately, man. He really been trying.
And they got Ridley over there too. They got Ridley. They got Kirk. Who they got at running back? I'm trying to see who they got at running back. I don't remember. But they got a nice little receiving core for sure with those two.
Okay.
Yeah, they nice.
Well, there you go, man. So they got to. We got to see, man. That'll be interesting because it was a lot of talk about, you know, how Patrick Mahomes still succeeded without Hill being there.
Yeah, ETN, the running back. Yeah. ETN, yeah, I remember him. I used to play with that boy on Madden.
Okay. But, yeah, man, can he do it without Kelce, too? That remains to be seen. So.
Well, goddamn, man, you got niggas dropping 3 and 4 balls, man, wide open.
That's true.
What you want him to do?
He can't throw it in, catch it.
Well, you know what this dude, what is his name? Kadarius Toney. So, mm-hmm. So he, you know, he had that horrible game where he dropped, I think, at least 3 balls, maybe 4, that Thursday night. I guess he shuts off his Twitter account.
Oh yeah.
But then he get back on there after the Cowboys beat the Giants to get on the Cowboys. Man, you was a coward, man, for that, bro. Like, how you gonna, and I'm just talking like that was cowardice for you to shut down your Twitter. Get on, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. You can't take the heat, but then you ready to dish something out whenever, you know, like, come on, man.
Yeah, gotta do better. Gotta do better.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. But then from what I hear, he's a decent receiver. He just had a bad game, but yeah.
I hear you. I think that's it for sports, man. We jump into these tales from the king if you ain't got nothing else.
Oh yeah, that's this. You want this one on you, right? You got the tales from
the king. Man, I had the tales from the king this week. It was titled Fear. It kind of goes along with the segment that we own about knowing your value. And I just reminisce on a time when I was working in there, and it just kind of dawned on me. And I don't know if it was just seeing somebody that was having like a bad day or complaining about something, but just dawned on me how some people were so unhappy in there. And it was just like, man, what a scary thing it would be for this to end up being, you know, my life, and being stuck and just being so damn down on myself that I just got an ugly attitude towards people.
Yeah.
I think that really, I ain't gonna say lit a fire under me, because I was already, you know, passionate about what I was doing, and I wanted to finish school to make my mom proud, just on that type of thing. But it really just kind of put things in perspective for me, for sure, about it was important to be working towards something more.
Right. No doubt.
And I think that's just a good thing for anybody to realize, if you're in a position that you don't want to be in, or that you not liking, and it's making you not enjoy life, or making you kind of a shell of yourself and having a bad attitude all the time, you definitely got to be working towards something better. You need to put a goal in place and get to it. Take them steps.
Yeah. Nah, no doubt.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
So that's my tales from the king this week. Glad to see that I made it out. God bless. Man, I ain't have a 90s 2000s, but
We got a 90s 2000.
We'll bring it on.
R&B groups.
Oh, okay.
The 90s, what you want to do? Best R&B groups from the 90s, or the best ones from the 2000s? What you think?
We got to go 2000s.
Why?
Because that's what we did. That's all I can say. But I don't know. I feel like 80s, 90s, that'd be kind of just like the ones we hear all the time. You know, Boyz II Men. Let me see.
It was definitely more groups in the 90s. Like, yeah, that was the group era. Like rap group, R&B group. Like, it was the rock group. Like, it was the group era in the 90s for sure. 80s and 90s.
Let's do 90s, actually.
Okay. Who you got? What's your top three favorite groups from the 90s?
Top three? I ain't going to say favorite, because that ain't like my number one genre or nothing. I'm going to just say the ones that I feel like I heard the most. So they was like the most impactful, I guess.
Do you like R&B?
Oh, for sure. Hell yeah.
Right. I'm just talking like, okay, so I guess what I'm trying to say, I just mean like, whose music you think were the best as okay. far as R&B group in the 90s. Okay. Yeah. Okay. To you. Yeah.
Does TLC count as R&B?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna go TLC.
Okay.
I like, you know, they Red Light Special, you know.
That's yeah. a hard one right there, boy. Right there. That's hard. They in my top three for sure.
Yeah.
And they ain't two or three.
Yeah. Let me see. Who else we had?
Let's do a mixture, men and women.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Let's do both.
I'm gonna cut in with SWV then.
Okay.
And I'm gonna finish it off. I'm gonna say Casey and JoJo, man.
You don't want to do Jodeci? No, oh. Jodeci. They had a group with just them two in it as right. well, but you know, Jodeci was the original thing.
Was Jody? No. Yeah, that wasn't them.
Who you talking about?
I was about to say Knockin' Boots. That wasn't them.
Who you was gonna say?
Knockin' Boots. That wasn't them.
I think that's H-Town. That's yeah. H-Town, I believe. Yeah. That's H-Town, which I think they were, yeah, they were a group in the 90s.
I'm going to go Jodeci, though. I'm going to go.
Okay.
Jodeci.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Man.
You know, you gotta yeah. Hit that. Ooh, yeah, man. Oh, 90s R&B. Man, I'm going to go. You kind of got to go Boyz II Men, like you mentioned yeah. earlier. You got to put them up there. Definitely. TLC and I want to do something different from SWV.
Your second one was Jodeci?
Nah, I said Boyz II Men and TLC.
TLC, okay.
That's the two that I got right now.
Okay.
Man. Okay, let me see. See, I wouldn't really own groups. Like, I'm more so like the solo R&B.
Yeah, artists. I keep thinking of like Monica.
That's what I'm trying to think about. Like, yeah. Oh, solo right artists. I know. Yeah. I could give you a top 10 solo R&B.
Yeah, I keep thinking of
girls. Yeah. So I'm going to say, man, I'm going to say Escape, man. I'm going to put Escape up in there. They had a wave in the 90s. Yeah, they had a wave. I'm going to say Escape. Yeah.
I dig on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's a good one right there. I like that.
We're gonna have to do it again with the solo.
Yeah,
we have to do it with the solos again later down the line.
Mm-hmm. You want to get a quick 2000s one in too?
Let go. Who you got?
2000s, man. I'm gonna go Pretty Ricky off okay. the dome.
All right.
See from there. I go 3L Dub. I go 3L Dub.
Okay. Thought about them.
Yeah. And then after that, see who had a nice little run, man. Ah, I'm gonna go 112, man. What you know about the cream, bruh?
Man, come on, man. Peaches and cream?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That don't really count as the R&B, I feel like, because it's more of a hip-hop-y groove. But they had some
hip-hop. That's R&B group. That's an R&B group for sure. I'm gonna go Jagged Edge.
Okay.
I'm gonna go...
That's a hard one for real.
Jagged Edge.
They had some bangers.
You gotta go B2K.
Yeah.
B2K had a crazy way. They just ended too soon.
In my life except a girlfriend.
Ended too soon, man. They ended too soon. But and then I don't think Destiny's Child. I think Destiny's Child, they started in like 98, 97, 98. So I can't use them.
I feel like they count, though.
But they technically came out in the 90s, though.
Okay, you
right. I ain't going to use them.
Honorable mention.
Yeah, definitely. They did most of their damage in the 2000s. But who I got? Jagged Edge, B2K. You took my last one, man. 112, man. You took my last one. 112, man.
It was hard.
Yeah, you took my last one.
All right. Well, that's all 90s RM, or excuse me, 90s 2000s each week. Man, we appreciate y'all very much. Make sure you rocking with us every Friday via the Now Legacy Network's Facebook page at 7 p.m. Make sure that you tapping in on Etsy.com/richdreams with Dos Z's, getting your new merch. We got the new hats that just dropped. Reminding you to not sleep on your dreams. Straight like that.
You did not.
Hey, you can't. If you do, they'll become your nightmares.
Something like that. Freddy Krueger come and get you.
Oh, man. Y'all stay blessed. Know your worth. Make sure you drink your water. Even though it's about to get a cool snap or something out there.
Oh, man, it was like 83 out here today. Boy, I pulled my blind up in my suite today, man. Boy, that blind ain't been up since probably March, man. I ain't lying. Man. April. It been so hot.
Beautiful.
Sheesh.
In a few weeks, everybody be complaining about how cold it is.
Nah, you know that'll be about well, out there in Tulsa, probably, but here it'll be like January.
Yeah, it already dropped to a
at some point. Here it's like January. That's when it get cold out here in January. Yeah.
All right. Until next week, I am your co-host Smoke Dog for my boy G. Y'all be blessed. It's the Rich Dream Show.
Peace. Yes, sir.